RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
If somebody told me at the start of the season, through 12 games, you'd be tied with the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in the standings, I'd sign up for it.
Oh, 100%. Stanley Cup champions. Okay.
The only problem is that got wished on a monkey's paw.
Why is it a monkey's paw?
What do you mean?
Would opposable thumbs not make it a hand?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Monkeys don't have paws, but rather hands and feet. Wow.
So the
monkey's paw.
That's why then you know that it's that specific. Unfavorable consequences, as is the definition of the monkey's paw.
We'll call it a hand. I'm just going to
call
it a hand.
No, don't call it a monkey's hand.
It is. No. It is. It's not a paw. Monkeys don't have paws. They have hands and feet.
It's a monkey's paw.
The only reason it's a paw because it's more sinister.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not going off of that. I'm going off of science.
No.
Monkey's hand.
No.
Monkey's hand.
Science has nothing to do with evil.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everyone. Hope everyone's had a Merry Christmas. Merry Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, anything that you celebrate.
Festivus,
if you're a Festivus person. I hope you've been enjoying your holidays so far, as we're getting ourselves right back at it. Baby, it's Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, here with you.
Since the monkey's hand conversation, things have begun to look up. That's all I got
to
say.
Things have begun to look up, but also they're tied with nobody right now. They're actually the only team in the Eastern Conference, the Buffalo Sabres are, with 40 points on the nose.
Hey, they're on a 7-game heater right now.
They are on a 7-game heater, and we will talk plenty more about that. Paul Hamilton will join us at noon as well as we get ready for the Sabres tonight in what should be a raucous environment that the Sabres faithful are going to create. Based on the fact that this is literally the hottest team in hockey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And that word gets thrown around quite liberally these days.
Yeah, but it's true.
This
about
is
this
where
current
it's true.
Team. Yeah.
They have won 7 in a row. The next best streak is Colorado winning 6 in a row.
And the national media is all over them after this as well.
As they should. You won 7 in a row so far. Can you make it 8? I really want you to because I'm sick of losing to the Boston Bruins.
It'd be good, especially with this version of the Bruins. They should not have a hold on you like the way they do. So,
and the Bruins are 2-0 this year against Buffalo. So let's correct that today is probably what I would want to go there. Paul Hamilton will join us again, giving the latest from Sabres practice, as well as his thoughts on if they can keep this thing going. Joe, I learned something about myself this past week.
Okay.
There is a such thing as too much family. I'm the opposite of Vin Diesel.
Okay. Well, the opposite of Vin Diesel. I feel that. Coming from...
Family.
I can see where you're coming from, but coming from, I guess, in my perspective here, I have a very large Italian family on one side and a very close-knit family on the other side. So, like, we're kind of just... always seeing facets of the group, right? Like, it
right.
might not be the entirety. It's just normal for me. So I don't know if I'm in the same boat as you, but I can sure see where you're coming from.
Right. And It's mean of me to say that. I know that. But I also learned where my capacity of a social battery is now lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday I was dead. Could not do anything. Like would not do anything. It was give me the dogs. We are in snuggle time because it's icy out and that's it. That's mm-hmm. the end of the line here. I'm tapped out. So we'll see what we've got. But you know, let's get through the rest of the weekend. Let's get to work, get back to work, I should say, and have some fun again. But I needed that full day to recharge.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what getting old is?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
I'm just not there yet, so I don't know.
Am I going to yell at people to get off my lawn soon? Am I cooked?
I don't know if you're there.
I might be there. I might be in trouble.
We might have to separate ourselves then. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of old man, get off my lawn guys, you know? I like old men like Philip Rivers going out there and playing in the National Football League.
That's
what you need to adopt that mentality
is,
right there.
That is a different mentality even for that. Like that, no.
No? Not no. feeling it?
I'm not feeling like getting smacked around by 290-pound dudes in the peak of athleticism.
You played football back in the day, right?
Yeah, back in the day.
Put the pads back on.
I literally doubled my age to the last time I played football. Wow, that's a depressing statement to say.
Yeah, you just unleashed that stat on the airwaves. That's crazy.
It hit me hard just now. I'm like, wait, why did I say that? That hurt.
Well, Philip Rivers is showing you that it's never too late to put him back on. He's a grandfather, Derek.
Are you sure? Because now, even at his best, he could not win a game.
Well, honestly.
And that wasn't even his fault.
That's where I'm going with that.
But
that
even at his best, you can't walk away from the shield for 5 years and get away with it. That's what the league proved to him.
Is he back next year? Is he getting a taste of this? And he's like, oh, give me more. I want to work out in the offseason. No. Let's get back into this.
Nothing will convince a 44-year-old to be 45-year-old Philip Rivers.
You hear the stuff he said? I've told my wife I kind of miss just getting hit.
Okay.
After a throw, like
no.
And she calls him insane.
You didn't let me finish the sentence. You're really gonna tell me that 44 to 45-year-old Philip Rivers is like, I want to go through training camp.
Yeah, right. No, that's Tom Brady said something as well. Because why wouldn't he admit that he could come out here and do just fine and play in the NFL
it's
again?
It's camp. It's off-season workouts.
That's yeah. He's like, I would come in for the playoffs, but not everything again. He also can't because he's a part owner of a team now. So we've effectively nerfed the Tom Brady on retirement, which thank God, because we don't need to see that again. Because I think, Derek, correct, just I want to get your opinion on this. If Philip Rivers came back, right?
For another season and he went through OTAs.
I'm just saying right now like how he has. Brady's not a part owner of a team and he has the ability to come back. Is he starting to text teams and be like, you know what? You're in a little bit of quarterback
1,000%.
Get me in for the playoffs. I'll get you to the promised land. You think that's happening?
Yes.
He's playing on the flag. He's doing a flag football event strictly to get himself to be the flag football quarterback.
Yes.
So yeah, yes. I'm with you on that. Yes. And it wouldn't be Tom Brady without having a comment on it anyway. So
right, of course, because he's got to inject himself on everything there,
yeah,
including but not limited to cloning dogs.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Listen, I'm an animal guy. I understand. You lose a pet.
We don't need to have that conversation
again. No, but like, yeah.
Why are we cloning? Come on.
Why are we cloning?
Don't do that. Just get another dog.
I thought they did that with sheep at one point, and it didn't work. But I guess the technology's come far enough now where they can do that.
I guess.
I think it was Dolly the sheep, if I'm not mistaken.
So we have a lot to get over, and it has nothing to do with Tom Brady, so thanks for that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, as we do, we warm ourselves up with some nonsense here. Bills against the Eagles tomorrow, 4:25 at Highmark Stadium. And the penultimate game at Highmark Stadium, unless the Bills were to somehow win the division.
Or, no, that's not entirely true.
Or
the Texans, they could host. They could host any lower seed if they make it through.
Or if the wild card seeds go absolutely wild mm-hmm. in the playoffs. Which is also not a non-zero, or it's also not a total zero capability.
No, it's not at all.
I just don't know if I can count on it. I'm a realist here. I would expect that the Bills, if they're going to have to fight their way through they're going to have to fight their way through. And it's not necessarily that they put themselves in this hole, but it's also, it was one game that does you in. One of two, really. But still, it's one game that does you in. In a year where you could probably be 13-4, and you're on the road for the entire playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting work by the league this year.
It is, because considering the Bills a couple years ago won the division at 11-5, like, or 11-6
even. 11-6, yep.
Like, I don't know. It's just such a weird, it's a weird year for the AFC in general.
It's a weird year for the NFL in general.
Yeah, because the NFC kind of looks like how the AFC looked years past. Like, there are, like, juggernaut teams, and then there's just everybody else where now the AFC looks like the NFC, where it's kind of just a dogfight to the end between some of these teams. Like,
there's a lot of things that can happen that can make most of Week 18 meaningless.
Yeah, and that would be just something. You don't even have to turn the TV on and nothing changes.
But also, the league kind of deserves it, is one way to say this. There's one game already that we can guarantee has some meaning to it, and that's the NFC South battle between the Carolina Panthers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That has meaning, or
that will have meaning.
Yeah, because they have the opportunity to split there. Tampa could win the second time around.
Unless Carolina were to win and Tampa were to lose this week,
mm-hmm.
which that's one of the possibilities. So I even have to take that back. Tampa losing to Miami and then Carolina defeating Seattle. So we're really going off the deep end of logic here.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the combination that has to happen for that game to not matter. But then that means that Seattle would have a battle actually for the number one seed, yada, yada, yada. But there are a lot of combinations where, like, there's not much meaningful football. And one of them could be the winner of the NFC South maybe being 500 or worse.
Yeah.
That's
happened.
Already. That division?
That division's with Tampa Bay and Brady, did it not?
Yes.
Yeah. Tom Brady was under 500.
In his last playoff game. Yes.
And they won the division.
Yep.
Like, that division is historically bad record-wise, like, in the last decade.
It's not been good.
No. That division winner goes on into the playoffs, but they're subpar record-wise.
Carolina had won
else.
It with a 7-9 record.
Yes.
In years past with Cam Newton there.
That was like Newton the Bengals had an opportunity to win the North at 7-10 this year. That's now gone. But
Newton,
like, can you imagine?
I remember that year where Carolina won it at 7-9. Like, Newton was in a car accident.
Yes.
He had to
yes.
miss several games. Carolina collapsed because of it, but they still win the division because the rest of it's cheats.
Terrible. Yeah.
And I do remember thinking, yeah, the NFC South's been like this for a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's also why Tampa Bay has had such a stranglehold on it.
See, that's
yes, speaking in Bills, I know that I could say that, because at least Miami challenged for the division a couple times in the same time span,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, playoff-making seasons.
Making, not winning.
But but the thing is, the NFC South has typically had strictly one representative lately, and typically not a good one. And Tampa Bay has been that team for years now where they'll win a game, but their ceiling is kind of there, and you see it.
Yeah.
And here they are again, messing around with maybe it's the idea of a 9-8 team, just ho-hum.
See, is this where that needs to change? Like, more, the division winners will make the playoffs, right? But the record has to matter a little more.
I say we table that conversation because that could sound like whining from Buffalo. Because it affects the Bills this year. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I would rather play Pittsburgh. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Yes. Like, so you want the rules to actually work your favor.
They're working in the favor of the Bills right now, so
well,
I'm fine with it.
The Chargers still have the 5. You're going to Jacksonville as of right now.
Oh.
Chargers have the tiebreaker on conference games by half a game.
I see. Yeah, yes. They do have the 5. So are you rooting for the Texans this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's how you move up to
the
5.
They move to the 6, you move up to the 5. You're rooting for Houston to beat the Chargers.
That means that even with a loss, you move up.
Yeah.
But that's weird, isn't it?
Very. Very. Why are we rooting for the team that could potentially be the downfall in the playoffs? Gee, I don't know. Get you to play Pittsburgh in week one and have a cakewalk.
Actually.
Oh, no.
You have to win the game.
So if you lose to the Eagles,
you can't lose to the Eagles. You'll stay at the 6, and Houston goes to 5. LA drops to 7.
Actually,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the machine right now.
Yep.
That's a problem.
Yep, because I'm not on the machine, but I looked real quick at the conference records.
Mm-hmm.
A Houston win puts them at 9-2. Buffalo's currently 8-3.
Yes.
So one of those two teams is going to go to 9-2 on their conference record. The Bills hold one game over Houston. So if you win against Philly, you at least keep pace in the overall win-loss record, and you can move up.
So it's actually worse than what you're saying, because I'm on the machine now. If the Bills lose and the Texans win, the Bills drop to the 7th seed. They're all 11-5.
Oh,
the Bills
will
be the 7.
So because they don't have the head-to-head to Houston, and they don't have the conference record to L.A. It's tied.
And then guess where you go? You go to New England for the wild card.
I'm okay with that.
The third time.
I'm okay with that. Well, the third matchup there, that's interesting, because also that game can then be a coin flip of sorts. Both teams have 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
If the Bills had swept New England, for example, this year, and you have to go play them a third time, I don't like the idea of trying to beat a team for a third time in a row. It doesn't end well.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Especially if that third time, you're both playoff teams. That means there's something good about both of you,
mm-hmm.
right?
It's just
a matter of fact, that's what happened to Tom Brady's Buccaneers. They lost twice to the Saints in the regular season. Playoff game. New Orleans gets trounced.
Mm-hmm.
It's Drew Brees' curtain call.
Yeah, that game had some questions, did it not?
But
like,
the biggest
by
question
the end of it?
But the biggest question becomes, well, how do you beat a team three times?
Mm-hmm.
You don't, typically.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's good they split. The AFC is just such a nightmare this year, though.
Maybe there's more to play for than I thought, I guess.
There might be. I'm intrigued, and maybe we can do this. We can look at, we picked the division winners in the records for much of the AFC this year, and it is totally different. I think that might be fun to revisit today because it's upside down, legitimately, from what we thought.
You might have a good point. I forgot we had that.
Yeah, we did the over-under win totals, and we did the division winners in the playoff picture. So I don't know where we thought was going to end up happening here, but I don't know. I don't think it was the Bills fighting for the fifth seed to play Pittsburgh.
Wow. All right. So I have it up.
Oh.
I found it.
Okay.
So, I don't absolutely know where each of our predictions are. I have
both of our division predictions here.
Okay.
So I have those marked
out. I have the over-unders and who finishes where. I don't have the division winners for yours. I only have mine.
Right. Yeah, I have all mine.
Okay. So, I got to go ahead and give myself some flowers on nailing the AFC South.
Yeah, you did.
I have Jaguars 1, Texans 2.
Mm-hmm. And that can't change now, right? It's kind of, or no, maybe it could.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
Houston has to lose out and Indy has to win out. That's the only thing that can happen.
Indy's not winning out.
Philip Rivers. The Texans could also take the division, but I don't. Wait, can they? Yes, they can.
Yeah, they can. There's still a path for them.
It basically becomes Jacksonville has to lose out and Houston has to win out. And we all are punching air.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, other than that,
I got the NFC South right with the Panthers if it stays this way. I had them overtaking the Bucks.
That you did.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the Panthers as a playoff team, but now it's just shame on me for putting two NFC South playoff teams in there.
I know. I had Bucks, Panthers.
Way to take a history lesson, dummy.
Or no, I just had the Panthers making it. That's all. So yeah, that's there. And we also have MVP picks, but yours is dead in the water already.
Who did I put?
Mahomes.
Oh, yeah. Halfway through the year, it wasn't looking that bad.
It wasn't looking terrible. I have Allen. I thought he was going to go back-to-back. Yeah. He's probably out. Stafford's going to win it, looks like now.
By the way, speaking of the NFC West, shame on me. I have one playoff team. I thought the NFC West was going to cannibalize itself this year.
Yeah, I did too. I had KC, Denver, and the Chargers. We both did that.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the NFC West.
Oh, NFC West. Sorry.
I have one playoff team.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought that they were all going to eat each other this year. Turns out they are, but they're also eating everybody else.
Mm-hmm. I had the 49ers and Rams. It's interesting to look back on this and see what...
I had just the Rams.
Yeah, you did.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is... It's totally different.
This
totally
year...
Totally different.
This year defied so much logic
that
it really is something to behold. I don't understand where the season went and spun on its head like this. The only things that... The only thing it looks like that I got right when it comes to over-under is the quality of the Browns and the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even picked the Saints to go under the 4.5, and they have played well considering their record. But guess what? They beat it too.
Yeah.
Everything else when it comes to the over-unders, I stink at this.
Yeah, I don't have my over-unders, so I'm not quite sure what I picked. But
you got the Patriots right.
I did. That's one I'll take a little victory lap on.
No, don't. You should feel ashamed of it.
I feel a little dirty, as Kevin Harlan would say, but I knew it. I had a sinking feeling. Drake May, the run they gave you last year. In the real game you played, not the Joe Milton game, but they were ahead for a while there. And I just, with Gerard Mayo as the coach, I had a sinking feeling Vrabel was going to be able to figure something out, and it seems like they have.
Did you have Denver winning the division?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. I had Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, but the Chiefs are, they ate themselves alive, so they're done.
Well, it's also, you can't rely on one-score games on a constant basis, and that's what happened there.
Right. So... I did have the Broncos winning. I had the Commanders winning the NFC East. The Lions winning the NFC North. I had the Bears on the bottom again. So that's completely... If anything, my last year prediction was correct this year, right? When I was too high on the Bears a year early before Ben Johnson. So...
Never wrong, just early.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, yeah. This was bad. This was objectively bad.
Yeah.
Looking at this now.
We might have to burn these records.
Yeah.
Because it's not great.
Matter of fact, don't put this segment up.
Yeah.
We need to make sure
hit the dump button 45 times so this just gets erased from the archives.
Gets erased from all of history.
But you'll still be able to listen to it on the Odyssey app because it doesn't affect it there. So it will live, actually. So it doesn't matter, actually, anything we do.
So we're cooked.
We're frauds.
We're
done for. We're frauds. We don't know. The AFC totally just exposed us as frauds. And the NFC a little less.
The NFC got me more than the AFC did, honestly.
Yeah, I was pretty okay with the NFC.
Because when it comes to playoff teams, I've got Buffalo, I've got Houston, I've got Jacksonville, I've got LA, and I've got Denver.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I miss on are the Chiefs and the Ravens, who might still do it. They need everything to go their way. But, you know, it's New England in and... That's one that I missed on, the Chiefs. So New England replacing the Chiefs in this playoff field, for example. And then whoever wins the AFC North.
Yep.
But that's...
The only two teams I'm missing.
The NFC is where I crashed and burned. I have the Eagles. I have the Packers. I have the Rams. And I have Carolina making the playoffs. So I'm going to get one or the other with the NFC South because I picked two of them to make it.
The only two teams I'm missing are Seattle and Chicago in the NFC.
Yeah, no.
I had everyone else making it.
I only have three picks, and the fourth is a consolation because I picked both of them.
Yeah. So a little...
gross.
We started the show with a little what happened around the NFL this year. It blew up in our faces, pretty much, and it's totally different than it was.
I'm telling you. Bar crawl, down Allen. The shield is messed up. That's what this year has been.
No, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bar crawl, down Allen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the NFL's doing this year.
Yeah, it's not great.
All season long.
And I hate the pressure it's created for the Bills. Do you hear all these pundits? If not now, when? The stupid window analogy just lives on because of this year. Without Mahomes, without Burrow, without Lamar, Josh Allen has to get it done this year. We gonna sit here and act like there isn't any good talent within the AFC playoff picture?
And we'll talk more about that, actually, because I think that has something that we need to expound on when we're not up against the clock.
Yeah, 100%. It was a tease.
There we go. That's how you do it. You tease them with the reason to keep listening. We'll also go ahead and grab one of our friends in the newsroom from 9:30, Chris Giacobello, as he's going to talk a little birds with us. As we managed to keep bringing in Eagles fans to this building. So we'll talk a little Eagles with Chris Giacobello coming up next year on Sports Talk Saturday.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I think one of the really special things about this place, this culture, is that you really have respect for the opponent. We know what kind of team is coming in here, the great players they have, the great coaches, the scheme. Ultimately, it's about us and how we perform and how we play. Again, we have a ton of respect for the Eagles, but how do we focus on what we can control, play our best football, and again, continue to ascend that we're playing our best at the end of the season?
Bills offensive lineman David Edwards. Talking about the respect for opponents, the Eagles as well. An interesting quote there from the Bills offensive lineman there. Bills, Eagles, 425 tomorrow. Sports Talk Saturday here. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali. And we decided, let's be a pal a little bit here. We know somebody in the newsroom down the hall that is a big Eagles aficionado. And therefore, we just, quite frankly, we kidnapped him and sat him down to be like, hey, talk Eagles with us, Chris Giacobello. Welcome in.
Derek, thank you for having me. I mean, whenever Eagles is a topic of conversation, I'm always happy to join. I mean, even the Bills, too.
When we were on the college radio together, we never stopped talking about the Philadelphia Eagles. So
I know a guy like that. It's Sneaky's brother.
Yes.
Louis DiBiase. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Lou. But I know Lou's busy. So we kidnapped Chris here and abducted him.
Let's stop saying kidnapped and abducted on the air.
I don't like to think it's kidnapped.
None of that actually happened for anybody
out
there.
I promise I'm not tied to this chair.
Joe's our legal disclaimer.
Yeah.
As I'm just saying the out-of-pocket stuff right now.
Oh, my God.
But I was the legal disclaimer a couple years ago with the pit, so.
Yeah, that's right. Before the stadium was erected, you could say the Bills fans, as you know, were jumping into the pit, and Derek was there was a clip of Derek that would play whenever the pit was
legally
mentioned.
WGR does not condone jumping into the pit.
Yeah.
But you were a part of the pit?
No. There were sacrificial pit jumps every
so
often.
Sacrificial.
Every so often that apparently
was
helping
the juju. If we're correcting language here, don't say sacrificial.
But anyway, Anyway,
let's get back on target here.
Bills Eagles.
And it's a pair of teams that often are amongst the top of the league, but however, there is a lot of consistency issues with both of them that have turned into it's a double-digit win season, ho-hum, and yet everybody's angry.
Yeah, especially Eagles fans.
I mean, when aren't they angry, though?
Oh, that's
a good point. To think I'm a different type of Eagles fan, though.
Yeah,
just,
you live
just
here.
Throwing that out there.
I have to ask you something.
The difference is location. You live here.
Well,
you are away from the city.
Yeah,
I mean, that
helps.
That
too.
But
well, my dad being born and raised here, I like to think of them as my second team, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Gotcha. Well, Sirianni just seems to be on and off the hot seat every other week whenever he does something, A, questionable in game or wins the game, right?
Like, yeah,
with a decision
all the time.
Like, what is your thought on Sirianni? I feel like so many people are so hot and cold on him, and just going into this game, I don't know what to really expect from him, because you have those clips of him after the Chiefs yelling at the fans in the stands, and it's just like insufferable. But then he actually will come out and say something really like interesting, like about like a game plan kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So like, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, he's definitely an interesting guy, to say the least. I think with the division wrapped up, winning the NFC East,
mm-hmm,
he still said he's going to, you know, play all his starters, you know, just to get them in playoff mode and stuff like that. But I don't really have an issue with the guy because, I mean, that's just who he is. That's his
character. He's from around here, if I'm not
mistaken.
He is.
Yeah, I think he's from Jamestown area, not too far from here. But, yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with the guy. I mean, shoot, won a Super Bowl, been there twice.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really complain with a coach like that.
Well, there's complaints about a different coach, and here we go.
That's a different story.
We'll get into that different story here. The Eagles, though, it does look like the downgrade is very evident. From Kellen Moore leaving and Kevin Petullo taking over the offense, he has frustrated me from afar, and I have no connection to this team. And it is to a point, though, where I would imagine, regardless of how the season goes, Philadelphia has to be looking for a new offense coordinator next year.
Yeah. I mean, hands down, without a doubt. I mean, look at where they rank. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but what are they? Like,
I'll get them up.
Middle of the pack. Offensively,
yeah,
when it comes
to
rushing,
fantastic.
Yeah,
Saquon Barkley's been kind of held to a minimal production, mm-hmm, compared to last year.
I mean, he's still a phenomenal player,
right?
But it's just the product that's being put out on the field. It's not.
It's kind of a stark contrast, actually, from last year. It's not great.
It's definitely night and day, and you can't miss it.
Yeah, Philadelphia, by the way, in the bottom half of yards per game. By the way,
okay, so not even in the middle, but yeah.
Will Howie Roseman trade Jalen Hurts for Cam Ward?
That's
my question.
I don't know.
Because Howie Roseman is just all over the place with the decision he makes. And a season like this would cause him to possibly
without a doubt, has a little bit of reminiscence of that 2023 season.
Yeah.
With starting off the way we did and then kind of falling off. I mean, look, I'm not trying to gloat here, but two Super Bowls. I'm not going to be mad if we get knocked out first round. But
you're better off than the Chiefs have been.
That is true.
You're better off than
they're
most,
already knocked out.
You're better off than most supporters are. You're cool with them losing in the postseason.
Chris is a very level-headed guy.
He's a level-headed guy. Yeah.
Look, right? If you know me,
also having that championship does help a little bit.
Right, where the Bills don't have that, and if they get knocked out again, it's going to be torches and pitchforks.
But that's my thing. My thing now is, look, I've seen the Eagles win. Now I want to see the Bills win.
You've seen them win with multiple different coaches,
different
quarterbacks.
Different
Nick Foles won you a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
There's one constant. Well, other than ownership, and that's Roseman, the GM.
Howie.
Yeah.
So, by the way, the numbers. 22nd in yards per game, 16th in points per game. So it is pretty much middle of the pack to, it's average to below average based on certain qualities of statistics here. Rushing the ball with Saquon Barkley, they're 15th.
Yeah,
and that is a glaring issue that the Bills have, is defending the run. They are typically either 30th, 31st, 32nd, something along the lines. And, I mean, let's see what you got. And you're going to be dealing with Saquon Barkley. The offensive line has not been good enough for Philadelphia this year. I think they've dealt with a lot of injuries.
And I believe we are getting Lane Johnson back, though. No?
No, it doesn't look like sworn
he is officially out.
He's officially out?
Been ruled out, it looks like. Yeah.
Johnson and N'Kobe Dean are out for the
Those are two big players.
Yeah.
Key players, to say the least.
But now, turning our attention to what Philadelphia could be doing with their postseason, how things might shake out for them, they really only have one thing that they can play for right now, and that is the number two seed. They're pretty much as close to locked in to where they are.
Yeah.
Chicago wins once or Philadelphia loses once. It's you're the three seed and that's it. Good night. Pretty close to settled into where they're going to be for the postseason.
Well, we were second seed last year, so I mean,
yeah, down to a three here would be, you know, slight downgrade, but also
you still got home field for that first game, so
I still don't think that you're keen on a rematch with the Los Angeles Rams if it were to end today.
Yeah, I don't. I think that matchup would definitely be different for sure.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the way the first game ended down to the last, I mean, blocked field goal last second.
This season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
It's definitely going to be different. I don't think it's going to be to the last second like it was.
Do you have the confidence, I guess, like last year, you had confidence they were going to be able to make the ball?
I mean, Saquon was running the ball last year, 100%.
Undeniable. This season, I guess, what's the confidence? Because on the Bills side of things, it's been a question of this team can't play a consistent 60 minutes of football, but can they make it to the big game? And a lot of fans still think they can. Like, where are you at with the Eagles kind of dealing with a similar situation here?
Ah, man. I feel like it's a hit or miss. I don't think we've had a game where we've started off hot, finished off exactly how we started. I feel like they come out either cold, they come out either hot, and then they finish the opposite. Kind of like the Bills. I feel like they're identical in a way, but different because of course, the teams they played. But I don't know. Just with this Eagles team, it's kind of different than the vibe they brought last year.
Very different.
Because, again, with this offensive coordinator, the only thing that's consistent is the defense, which hasn't been the case past the Eagles team because, I mean, past Eagles team, the defense has just been horrendous. You look at the early 2010s, the whole Byron Maxwell deal.
No, not great.
It was, I mean, we were starving for a good defense, and now we have it with Vic Fangio. So, I mean, he came up against Josh Allen when he was with Miami twice a year. So
he did.
It's going to be interesting to see what he draws up tomorrow.
It's always interesting, Vic Fangio versus Josh Allen, because Josh Allen tends to own him.
Yes,
so it's going to be interesting to see what happens here.
By the way, announcement from Sabres practice. Rasmus Dahlin not playing tonight. He's home in Sweden with his fiance. Makes sense. Holidays.
Holidays, yeah.
So they're going to the Sabres are going to need to beat the Bruins without Dahlin in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, we'll talk about that with Paul.
That more with Paul in extension. Ryan Johnson was officially called up as well from Rochester.
Okay.
So there's your Sabres news there. Chris, I'm going to shake my fist at you. Only once and then that's it.
Yeah, because you are Chris Jacobello.
Just
and
once.
You also really work for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Yeah. Behind the scenes, you do a lot with us.
I like to think I'm
an
avid Bills fan, you know.
You did say you want the second team that you grew up with.
If I wasn't a Bills fan, my girl would be a little upset at me. Just going to throw that out there.
There you go.
You got to appease, right?
First of all, don't give in to peer pressure. But second of all, you do what you want. And it's still something that you want as well. So, Chris, thanks for taking some time. And we'll let you get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend here.
Well, thank you for having me. Go Birds and go Bills. I'll say both. I like them both, okay? Let's clear the air here.
Chris Jacobello towing the line on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good on him. He didn't cave to peer pressure. He still said it.
No, he did.
He still said it.
I will always say go Bills no matter what. I will just
Chris
leave
Jacobello,
it at that.
one of our fellow employees down the hall over at News Radio 930 WBEN, joining us here to talk some Bills and Eagles. Take a time out, and you know what time it is. It's the holiday season, but it is not absent of booty cheeks of the week.
Am I getting peer pressured into doing it?
I mean, I don't know. Do you have anything? We're going to find out coming up next.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be.
That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Tis the season to do nice things. For example, you know, last segment we had on Chris Jacobello. He's in our newsroom, part of behind-the-scenes work with the Buffalo Bills Radio Network with us, as well as with 930 WBEN. But even though it's the season for giving and for niceties, pleasantries, it's also the season for giving out booty cheek of the week. Because that's always the season.
Tis the season.
It's always the season, Joe.
Tis always.
It can't be the season if it's already the season.
No. No, you're right. And
there is no off season.
We're kind of aligned here.
Yes, we are.
Because something is just not settling right after the Pro Bowl voting. So you go ahead.
So, yeah, we're talking about Pro Bowl voting, and I guess that makes us an honorable mention for a booty cheek of the week. What? Is that we are talking
about
the Pro
Bowl. It's just a popularity contest and we're actually giving it airtime.
Yes, we are. And so that's kind of our fault.
Okay. I'll take it.
But man, good for you, Baltimore. Team that's 7-8 in the standings needs everything right to happen this week in order to have a chance to make a playoff spot and claim a bad division. Six Pro Bowlers. You'd think a team that's as good on paper as Baltimore Ravens would not struggle so mightily like they have this year.
Yeah, they shouldn't. Their PR team deserves a raise, first of all, for being able to push out as many links and whatever for voting. And, you know, it's all based on the retweets and stuff. So have you seen these conglomerate posts they've created?
Yes.
Where it's everybody's ats in the post. And then if you retweet that post, you're technically re-mentioning every single one of those people.
Yeah.
So they probably just did a lot of that to the point where...
Are Ravens fans too online?
I don't know, man. I don't think they ever get involved in MVP debates and... Or anything like that. I haven't seen any Ravens fans actually involved in anything like that before. Especially against the Bills fans. But yes, Ravens are chronically great. Online, I guess. The Ravens fans.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, good for the Ravens, I guess. Having six Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
You almost
they got Tyler Huntley in a couple years ago, so it doesn't surprise me. Snoop.
Yep. You have almost as many Pro Bowlers as wins this season.
I also have another tack on extra cheek, if you will.
Okay.
The Netflix broadcast.
Oh.
Specifically the second one. First of all those games could be a booty cheek within themselves.
That's not their fault, though.
They were just bad games. Anyway.
That's not their fault. Nope. At the beginning of the year, these looked like three really good matchups.
They did.
That has more to do with what I said about how the NFL is doing a bar crawl this year.
Yes, sure. But the Netflix broadcast in itself, Noah Eagle and Drew Brees on the second game. They're talking, and you just can't hear them. They have the crowd mic dialed up to 11, and they're not turning it down. It got to a point where, at first, any of those games, I wasn't really watching or listening. There was just a lot of activity going on around. It was just kind of on in the background. We were just paying attention to it. Then when everybody started kind of fanning out later into the evening, and then you were actually listening and, like, watching the football games with the stragglers, you're like, can I even hear what's happening here? No. You just hear the crowd, the announcer, the PA announcer screaming, and then the music. You can't hear any of the analysis from Drew Brees or Noah Eagle. The mix was terrible.
Oh, man.
It was very bad.
That's tough.
So
it's bad.
The saving grace was Snoop Dogg's halftime show because it was awesome. He pulled out everybody. Like, legitimately everybody. So it was saved by that. The mixing was good on the halftime show, just not on the actual broadcast. So, gross work from Netflix on the audio engineering side of things. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's live, and they're pretty new at this still, I guess. So, can give them a pass.
Yeah, I suppose so. And they were also the victims of this season being so chaotic that, you know, you have games that are relatively meaningless here. And then the last
Thursday night football on Prime got a terrible game. That was almost interesting because the Broncos' biggest fraud in NFL, question mark, could be a booty cheek.
They are starting to really be on that fraudulent list.
The cheek
there.
Is crowning, if you will, for the Broncos.
I'm not even going to try to figure out what you meant by that. We're just going to let that be the words you said. Anyway. Yeah, you know what? Honorable mention, whatever you just tried saying. You broke my brain, and I think there's only one way that we're going to get it back, and that's to talk to Paul Hamilton coming up next here. The Sabres looking to make it 8 in a row. They will have a hell of an obstacle now in the way of getting that done. We'll talk
to Paul. The Bruins? Their flight's delayed. What are you talking about? They're snoozing on the plane.
I'm talking about a certain statistic about not having a certain player
available
to them tonight. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton more on this and the Buffalo Sabres as a whole. Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.